Now, from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, we continue what is our third year of presenting winners. I believe it's our third year, yes. And it's been terrific to have such great players. And today we have a junior from North Allegheny High School. You'll get a chance to meet him and learn more about him as time goes on. But first, we'll meet him by way of piano. Here's Sean Nimmo. Beautifully done. Sean, what was the name of that piece?
It's a Beethoven Sonata in D major.
And how long have you played piano? When did you start?
About second grade, so 9 years, I guess.
Can you remember any of that from, you know, being 7, 8 years old?
No, not at all.
But it's something I gather that's been a passion your whole life.
Yeah,
probably.
Pretty much.
And are you playing with any of the groups in North Allegheny?
Yeah, I accompany for the senior high choir, and I've been doing that since about sixth grade in each grade level I've been in. So,
well, that's neat, yeah. And that's challenging,
it
too,
is.
I think, to play for a choir because there's a lot of timing involved. One of the things I liked a lot about that piece, well, two things, really, the varying tempos throughout. At one point, I mean, the variation was simultaneously your right hand or one hand was going much faster than your other hand. And there were really almost two different rhythms altogether, but also the dynamics involved there. It's clear you really love what you're doing.
I do.
And the Pittsburgh Concert Society, you had a chance to go through the audition process and eventually to win. What was that like?
I was really nervous, and I was so thankful of winning, and I don't know.
Well, no, that's a good way to put it. What I think folks probably, you know, when you hear somebody as accomplished as you are, it's like, what could you possibly be nervous about? But there really is so much precision, I guess. I suppose there are, you know, things you hear that you wish you had done better that probably other people never hear? Do you think you're a perfectionist when it comes to this?
Definitely, yeah. Just keeping the pieces up is really hard because I try to play perfectly all the time and it's just basically impossible. But I just won a competition and I wasn't really happy with how I played at all, but at least I won, I guess.
Well, that's still terrific. Is this the first competition you've won? Or
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that's huge feeling.
It is.
It's almost, it had to be, how were you notified?
I don't know, they just...
Was it a letter or a call?
They called me, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the night after.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to have you do another piece. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your instructors and maybe a little bit about what you're doing in school now and what your plans for the future might be. But, you know, nothing rough. What would you like to play next?
Next, I'll play a Chopin valse in A flat major.
Okay, and this is Sean Nimmo representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Sean Nimmo at the Saturday Light Brigade. I hope you were pleased with that. It sounded it sounded terrific. You must hear things in your head. I would imagine that you then want to duplicate on the piano. Does that happen to you sometimes?
Sometimes. I wish more, but
because I there's things I was kind of watching, looking away, and then looking at you and looking away, and mm-hmm. some of the sounds you were just making seem impossible to be created by, you know, one pair of hands on one instrument. It's like, how is this happening? Yet you're doing it.
So, yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks. How old
Thank
are you, you now?
17.
And 17. This is your junior year.
Yeah.
Are you thinking ahead to college yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm largely undecided, but I think I may go into music, probably.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of pressure, especially when you're talented as you are. What other kinds of things do you like doing?
I don't know. I like English. I'm not great at it, but
I mean, writing or reading or
yeah, reading. And I haven't written that much lately, but hopefully I can get into that again.
Other stuff just for fun, any activities or not that this is not fun,
yeah.
but
I don't know. School and piano just take up so much time. Yeah, it's kind of hard to like do anything else.
How long do you practice every day?
Like an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's not enough at all, but I wish I could practice more.
Yeah, you've got school, and
yeah.
The days are still 24 hours,
yeah,
and there's
exactly.
sleep and everything else. Do you want to acknowledge any instructors or anybody else while we have a minute?
Sure. Well, I'd like to thank my teacher, Marina Di Pretore Lupinacci, for bringing me to this level, I guess. She really just made me so much better. And also the Concert Society for giving me the opportunity to do this. So I'd like to thank them. Yeah.
Terrific. And we have Barbara Westerberg is here from the Concert Society. I don't know if you have any words. We're so pleased to be working with Barbara and Antoinette Tuma and the whole group at the Concert Society. And it's a thrill when we get to hear folks mm-hmm. like you play. What do your peers think about your ability? And I don't mean your musical peers necessarily, but just others in the school. Do they have a reaction when they hear you play? I mean, they must.
Yeah, they do. Well, my friends are always so amazed at, you know, my piano playing. And I don't know.
And do you... I don't know. You seem like the kind of person, and I may be wrong about this, who would just sort of say, well, yeah, this is what I'm good at. You're good at things, too. You seem pretty humble about your abilities.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's been great. Is there anything else you want to mention while we have a second?
No.
Okay. Well, great. Well, that was Chopin.
Yeah.
And I should mention that Sean's, you know, playing without music. This is all, which to me is also amazing to watch you do it. What are you going to close with?
I will close with Prokofiev's Diabolical Suggestion.
Ah, terrific. And thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You sound great. Once again, Thanks. Here's Sean Nimmo.